construction has begun on a 185-unit mixed-income apartment project in West Charlotte. Officials say it could be a model for how Charlotte might spend $50 million in affordable housing bond funds approved by voters in November. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The mezzanine of freedom!
Civic, religious, and nonprofit leaders cheered as they unveiled the name of the $30 million project, the Mezzanine at Freedom. It's being built on 12 acres at Freedom Drive and Camp Green Street. It's unusual for the number of public and private partners involved, nearly a dozen. Two companies donated land, a church chipped in $2 million, the city is contributing $4.5 million from the Housing Trust Fund, and Wall Street financial companies are investing in the bonds. Many are new to affordable housing work in Charlotte, says Julie Porter of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Housing Partnership, which is developing the project.
It set an example for what other private companies, faith-based institutions can do to actually move momentum on affordable housing.
That's the hope in Charlotte, where voters in November approved more than tripling the size of the city's housing trust fund to try and chip away at a 34,000-unit shortage of housing for people who make less than the area's median income. The mezzanine is unique in another way. It will have both affordable and market-rate units side by side. Monthly rents will range from about $350 for a one-bedroom subsidized unit to nearly $1,500 for a three-bedroom market-rate apartment. The project is expected to be finished in 2020. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.